Welcome to The Week Ahead in Russia, RFERL's Monday podcast about significant developments and upcoming events in Moscow and beyond. I'm Steve Gutterman, and I'm on my own today. I'm going to talk about the shifting prospects for peace in the part of Ukraine called the Donbass, where a war between Kiev's forces and separatists with major backing from Moscow still persists after more than 5 years and 13,000 deaths. The big news related to the conflict, last week was Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's expression of support and, in fact, signing of what's called the Steinmeier Formula. The Steinmeier Formula is kind of an addendum to the Minsk agreements, which is the broader plan for a ceasefire and steps to end the conflict in eastern Ukraine. It provides the Steinmeier Formula, that is, provides a potential solution to the thorny issue of the sequence of two key steps set out in the Minsk agreements: elections in the areas held by the Russia-backed forces, and the granting of those areas a special status that would give them a measure of self-rule or autonomy. Now, Russia wanted the elections to be held after that special status is granted. Ukraine wanted it the other way around. And the German president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier's formula, which he drafted and proposed a couple years ago when he was foreign minister, calls for the special status to kick in on a tentative basis after polls close in the balloting, and then to become permanent only if and when the OSCE, which would be monitoring the vote, judges that the elections were free and fair. So that's kind of a finessing the sequence of how that works out and designed to satisfy, or at least go part of the way to satisfying all sides. Now, agreement to the Steinmeier Formula sets the stage for a possible summit that people have been talking about a lot for a couple months between Zelensky, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the leaders of Germany and France, which have been mediating since the earlier stages of the war. Now, there are some other positive signs. I think there are troop pullbacks that may occur this week in a couple of towns along the front lines in the Donbass. And there's talk of a new prisoner exchange after a big one that took place exactly 1 month ago today, I believe. Things are changing. You've got there's a lot of factors going into sort of the future of the conflict in eastern Ukraine, including the impeachment probe and Ukraine's kind of involvement in that. People say, you know, Putin is looking to use that to kind of get his way, you know, in Ukraine and various places. So that's another factor. But just focusing on the Steinmeier formula and this development, there's still kind of a lot of things that could go wrong, and there's plenty of uncertainty about whether an end to the conflict is much closer than it was, say, over the summer. For one thing, there's the issue of opposition in Ukraine to the Steinmeier formula and Zelensky's signing on to it. There have been protests. There were protests the evening he made the announcement that he'd approved it, and also yesterday in Ukraine, in Kiev, a large protest. So, you know, these are people who say that Zelensky is capitulating to Russia by agreeing to this, and that it basically means that Ukraine is not going to regain control over the separatist-held areas. Now, one thing about this, Zelensky, pretty much I think immediately after he made the announcement or shortly afterwards, he said that there will be no elections at gunpoint. He's trying to say that there are no red lines, so to speak, will be crossed by Ukraine's agreeing to this. And the no elections at gunpoint is a meaningful statement. Basically, it means he's vowing that voting will not take place before Kiev controls the state border, the border with Russia, in the area that is now held by the Russia-backed separatists, and also that the elections will not be held before essentially a withdrawal. The Minsk Agreement calls it the withdrawal of all foreign armed formations, military equipment, and mercenaries from Ukraine, as well as the disarmament of all illegal groups. So essentially, Zelensky's suggesting that the elections can only happen after, or saying they can only happen after Ukraine controls the border, and after there's a certainly suggesting they can't happen until Russian forces withdraw. And in fact, Kiev certainly considers the separatist fighters to be illegal. So, you know, essentially that means, you know, as he says, no elections, you know, at gunpoint, you know, nobody carrying guns around. So essentially, basically a Russian withdrawal and perhaps, you know, disarmament of the separatists. So this is obviously it's a big kind of a demand, and it's one that in the Minsk Agreement is not, you know, not clear that that it's supposed to come before the elections. So it seems to me that by sort of tacking on this caveat to agreement to Steinmeier formula, he's certainly doing something that, you know, technically would be more popular in Ukraine, but it's something that Russia may not agree to. So I think, you know, there's a lot of talk about, okay, can the Steinmeier formula work in terms of the voting? There's a lot of talk about that and the elections, but to get there, you know, according to Zelensky, we would need a Russian withdrawal and Kiev's control over the border. So to me, it seems, that's almost a bigger question of, you know, of when and if Putin's going to be ready to do that. And now, I mean, there's been a fair amount of talk about, he signed the Steinmeier formula, and now what... is this a commitment? I mean, he's certainly making caveats to the commitment, but then there's the issue of there's going to be pressure, certainly from the West or from parts of the West, from France and Germany. Presumably, there'll be pressure to get this done and to have the elections once there's monitors in place and when. The question is, you know, one big question is, will Zelensky kind of give in on this his condition that Russian troops must be out and the border has to be under Kiev's control? So, you know, to me, that's sort of the biggest uncertainty is whether Russia's ready for that. And, you know, when that might happen, and what in the end this all really means for the war in eastern Ukraine. Okay, well, that's it for today. I'll be back next Monday. Meanwhile, please have a look at my Week in Russia article, which comes out on Fridays. Thanks for listening.